Step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 11, knowledge and power, from an unnamed member. There was a period when I was regularly asked to share about step 11. I didn't take that as a sign I might be an expert. More likely I needed to learn. Step 11 had become important to me very early. I still have a vivid memory of someone using the phrase conscious contact with God. It sounded beautiful, serene, and unlike anything I'd heard before. God had always been harsh and punishing, and now I was hearing it in an entirely different context. I was so new to AA without drinking that I wasn't fully aware that phrase was part of a step. Step 11, in fact. Although I'd been attending AA on and off for 18 months, I was drunk most of the time. Nothing was penetrating my thick skull. But when I stopped drinking, I was seeing and hearing everything differently. The use of the phrase conscious contact with God, spoken in a calm, quiet, gentle Scottish voice, stays with me to this day. Then it was suggested that I read pages 86 to 88 of the Big Book every day, which I did. And I quickly realised it was step 11. It rounded off my day and night, then set me up for the day the following morning. A long-term member explained to me step 11 in the simplest terms. All you need to remember are two words. He said, knowledge and power. Knowledge of his will for you and the power to carry that out. That was a great help, breaking everything down in the simplest components. Those two words stay with me each day. End.